Yeah, it can't be that. That is probably your best bet. I'm kind of agreeing with it at this point. If I had caught up to you when you were still over by Lansing, I would have had a whole different list of suggestions to get you back home. I would have had you come down to I-96, as a matter of fact, because that would have got you a long way over until you got to a Hall Road, and then I would grab over there. It's called Highland Road, but it's still M-59, and grab that and take that eastbound. And that would have got you most of the way home. And it's actually a pretty good drive, except for, you know, stoplights and stuff. The only time it gets messed up is when you get around Pontiac.
Yeah, I actually run this route regularly. I'm in Lansing quite a bit. And it was an hour and 51 minutes if I go the high road. 69 to 75 south, or same exact amount of time. It's never more than a minute or two different if I go 96, but that's because of all the crap going on with 696. So now Highland Road, I've done that a couple of times as well. I've got friends that live, you know, out there. So, you know, especially if I want to stop and visit. But here's the construction coming in the Schwartz Creek, just slowing down here. But in general, I found that this has been the best route since the 696, you know. So unless there's a good reason, I'm taking this high route. Plus, it's a lot better, in my opinion, than the, that's splashers. I thought this guy was trying to get over. Anyhow, I just enjoy this route better, I guess. So unless there's good darn reason, I take this route.